Chest pounding, heart skipping, ears ringing. Defining fear is as simple as this. You don't have to think twice when you feel it. My thoughts rush back to me from what seems like years. I blink a few times, but no picture comes into play. Where am I? Why am I here? I raise my arms and they groan at movement. How long have I been here? I press my fingers against my face. They chill my cheeks. I try to sit up, but my head slams against something hard. I move my hands to the mysterious wall and rub the grooves in what feels like wood. No, it can't be. I refuse to think it. I'm buried alive. I try to scream, but the sound waves bounce off the birch. My stomach gets butterflies and my life flashes before me. When I was a young boy, I loved to climb trees. I would swing on the willow branches for hours, never thinking twice about stopping. I imagined it would be fun to live in one. Now I know it's not. I slam my head over and over again against the rigid casket. My eyes roll to the back of my head and I become content. I'm in a blackness, yet I'm standing up. How did I leave my underground realm? A candlestick rests on the floor next to a set of matches. I grab the candle and a match and light the stick. Before I can blink, the flame runs off the wood and onto my finger. It trickles down my wrist and up my arm, leaving a streak of burnt skin behind. I squeal and fall to the ground, trying to put out the flame, but it doesn't cease. It spreads across my stomach and through my neck until the smoke clogs my nostrils. I try to sniff it out. A smoky image appears. My daughter. Annie passed before age 5. How is she here? She looks so lifelike. It must be her. Despite the burning sensation on my body, I journey towards her. I lift my blackened hand to her face and she turns to smoke. I let out one last wail before my soul goes dark again. When I awake, I'm back in the claustrophobic casket. My eyes fill with salty water and tears begin to stream down my face. How will I escape this holding cell? I am deep underground and no one can hear me. My body heats up and my head pounds from misery. I press my hands against the lid of the coffin and push as hard as I can. Nothing. I groan and press harder. A small budge. This time I swing my heels up to it and my knees go into my chest. The lid is pried off and I gasp for fresh air. No sooner does the fertile soil of deteriorated beings fill the gap. Insects and clumps of dirt move into my mouth. I wish I could say I died a quick and painless death, but you know otherwise. Hopefully you will join me where I rest in my casket, finally filled how it should have been, home to a pile of bones and the soul put to rest. Your day will come, don't worry. Will it be soon? Let's just say, as you're reading this, know that you're not alone.